This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, an interesting thought from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz on Parshas Chukas. Klal Yisrael were trying to get into the Holy Land. They were straddling the east coast of Eretz Yisrael, the Eved LaYarden, and they wanted access. So they were passing by the land of Edom, which is somewhat southeast of Eretz Yisrael. And they send message, okay, your brother is coming. You know all the difficulties we had to endure over the last centuries. And the reason why the Klal Yisrael mentioned to the Bnei Esav about their brotherhood and the travails that they had to endure is because the Klal Yisrael said, look, we're brothers. We're the sons of Avraham. Avraham was told, Ki ger yezaracha. Really, we both should have been in Mitzrayim, but we took it on the chin. And you know the reason why Esav separated from Yaakov is because Esav didn't want to have to go down to Mitzrayim. And therefore, we tolerated the difficulty, and we should go into Eretz Yisrael. But then they say, Vayareyu lanu Mitzrayim v'avoyseinu. Mitzrayim dealt bad to us and to our fathers. What does that mean? The Mitzrayim did bad to Klal Yisrael and their forefathers. So Rashi says, Mikan shehaavos mitzta'arim ba'kever kesheparanos ba'al Yisrael. From here we learn that ancestors are distressed in their graves when tragedy befalls the Jewish people. It's an idea that a parent, a grandparent in their grave are distressed when their children suffer. Now, while that might be a poignant idea, why is Klal Yisrael conveying that message to Edom and Esav at this time? You know, what does that have to do with anything? So, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says like this. We know that the primary merit of Esav is Kibud Av V'Im. We know that's their zchus, that's their power, that's their kayach. And what Yaakov is alluding to Esav is, you know, you pride yourself that you have so much honor for your parent. Well, you need to know, Esav, that don't think just because your father is not alive, if you cause us harm now, that's okay. You have to know that a parent feels acutely the pain of their child in the grave. And therefore, you better lay low, you better back off from us, because you're going to be ruining the one zechus that you have. So that's the underlying message in what the Bnei Yisrael were sending to Esav, that you have to know, Vayareyu oisanu Mitzrayim v'la avoyseinu mikan sha'avoyis mitzarim ba'kever kishvanos ba'al Yisrael, and that's something that you're usually concerned with, and you need to take that into account. Okay, so that's from Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz on Parshas Chukas. I'm going to wish you a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.